Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm excited about having Lucinda Yates back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. You've met her before. She's been with us before. She is the president of Designs by Lucinda. There really is a Lucinda behind that name. And she makes pins, the kind you put on your lapel. And I'm very happy to say that I have met Lucinda and that she presented me with my very own pin. I'm not sure, but I think she even designed it just for me, and I cherish it to this day. Lucinda, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. Now, am I correct? Did you design that pin just for me?
Of course.
That's what I thought. That's your story, and you're sticking to it, right, Lucinda?
I'm going to stick to that one today.
Well, the reason I say that is, I believe that, and you know, sometimes, you know, it's more fun for me to live in that world than the reality, you know, but the reason I believe that was because here we were in an event where there were thousands of women and me. I was a token guy. I made that gathering legitimate because otherwise you would have been totally politically incorrect. And so all these pins, all these pink pins and flowers and all these girly pins that you had, there was this one pin with a guy, an image of a guy hitting a golf ball. And I thought, surely this is just for me.
Well, since we designed pins for fundraising to help nonprofits raise money and awareness for their groups, one of the pins that we do design, Jim and I hate to burst your bubble on
this. Oh, no.
We designed a small lapel pin so that men could be, you know, involved with fundraising as well.
And there's no chance that mine was this. The one you gave me was like the first one you ever did of that, though, right?
It wasn't the first one, but it was
all this time I thought I was special.
Well, you are, and I did pick it out especially for you.
Well, okay. Well, now see, that makes me feel a lot better, folks. We're having a little fun here, but this is a fun business that you have, listen. And I want to congratulate you on having fun in your business. I think that's an important thing, and I want to talk about that in a minute. But I want to come back to what you were saying, and that is the underlying focus of your business is to help people raise money for important events, isn't it?
That's the primary function of our business is to raise funding and awareness for nonprofits. And we've been doing that since 1989 and helped over 8,000 nonprofits raise over $24 million for their causes with our pins.
Now tell us how that works.
Well, how it works is we have maybe 17 different designs of pins, and nonprofits purchase these. And a lot of them will purchase a pin that is symbolic to their cause. And the first pin that we ever created was a house pin to raise money for the homeless, hence the house design goes along with the issue. And when the nonprofit purchases the pins for resale, all of their, you know, supporters that buy pins and wear them, the pins elicit comments from, you know, people in the community,
right,
and they get a chance to talk about the nonprofit that they're supporting.
Well,
and
see, my pin, the pin you gave me is very different. I mean, I wear a rotary pin sometimes. I have a couple of other pins I wear sometimes, and most of the time people see me with a rotary pin on because I'm a rotary member, a Rotarian, I should say. But this one, it's colorful. It's a little bit bigger than some pins, and especially when a guy wears something like that, it's remarkable. People come up and say, "What's that all about?"
Yeah, and that's the whole point behind them. And I think one of the things that makes them elicit conversations from a viewer is that we are the only company that manufactures pins in the medium that we do. And they're basically made from a matte board material, and then they're glossed with a high-gloss coating. And out of the 4 million pins that we've created, probably 3 million and, you know, 990,000 of them are all unique. Everyone
right.
is different.
Wow.
Well, so that's why they're so fun.
Well, that makes me feel a lot better because that means that mine's probably just a little bit unique, right?
Oh, it's a one of a kind.
Now, okay. So how do people take your idea and run with it for their nonprofit?
Well, this, we try to help each nonprofit that wants to do this as a fundraiser by giving them direction and how to put a sort of a pin campaign together where they have different ways and outlets of selling the pins through their events. They solicit area businesses to put them on display and sell them to give the money to the nonprofit. They may attend a local convention in their community and set up a table to sell them, that kind of thing.
So, but they would contact you guys and order the pins. Do they get a certain type of pin? Can they ask for a certain type of pin?
They can. Yeah, they can choose.
Do they just say, send us what you got? How do we do that?
Well, we try to, they can go on to our website, which is lucinda.com. Easy. And
by the way, let me stop you, Lucinda. Folks, I encourage you to go there and be sure to click on the link. By the way, it's worth going there because you get to see Lucinda's beautiful face on the homepage. But be sure to go to in the middle lower part, it says, raise money, order pins for fundraising here. Be sure to click on that, because that's going to take you to a page with a little bit of a different photograph of Lucinda. And it's one of my favorite photographs of you, Lucinda. And folks, it's Lucinda in a bathtub surrounded by all of her pins. And so good for you for having a little fun with your business there, Lucinda.
Well, it's always important to have fun in business. And
that's right.
I always try to do that on a daily basis.
So now we're back to the website. What do we do?
Well, if you want to go, if you want to order directly from the website, you can for fundraising or just to purchase a pin. And there you can view all the different styles of pins. You can choose them, whichever pins that you want, and they come in, little bags of 20 of each.
Let me give you an example.
You have to order at least 60.
Let me say this, folks. There are American flag pins, angel pins, breast cancer pins, children's sexual assault pins, domestic violence pins, Easter pins, fish pins, golf pins, that's where mine came from, health caring pins, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and lots of different categories. How many categories we got here? They go on and on. And what if I wanted a special pin?
Something that I wanted
you to create for me.
Yeah, we do that. We don't really encourage it so much. We've seen a change in the face of fundraising over the last probably 10 years, and when I first started, one of the words that wasn't even used in the nonprofit world was merchandising,
right,
and branding. And
hold
now
on to that thought,
nonprofits are very interested in that.
Hold that thought. Yeah, the branding thing. We're going to talk about that when we come back, right after these messages. Lucinda Yates is our guest. She makes pins to help people raise money for nonprofit organizations. It's a great business. 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Having a great visit with our friend Lucinda Yates. She's the pin lady. She makes pins that helps a lot of folks happy and raise money for some great causes through her business. Lucinda, so here's the bottom line, folks. Lucinda makes pins that you can buy from her and use to raise awareness, to raise money, to raise funds for your business. Even when you're not raising funds, you can wear your pin, and it causes people to walk up and say, why have you got that pin why did you put that pin in your ear or on your lapel or wherever it is? And especially if you can get the guys to wear them, it really causes a lot of buzz, I promise you, from personal experience. And you can do that all year long. And Lucinda, you were talking about branding. You know, we talk about branding on the show all the time, but about small business branding. But your point, I think you were about to get to, and I want you to come back to that, is the importance of branding your cause, whatever it is. If it's the local cerebral palsy organization, if it's the local heart fund, or whatever it might be.
Well, Jim, you know, in business, nonprofits are really a business. I mean, the bottom line is they have to make money to provide, you know, their services.
Nonprofit is basically a tax issue.
Well, not we won't get into that on this show today.
Right.
But As far as branding goes, nonprofits do need to have the visibility in their communities to garner the support that they need to provide the services. And that's become a real important issue for nonprofits. And so oftentimes they'll use our pins to create that sort of buzz in the community, and people get they recognize our product, our pins, because they're very unique, and then they'll say, oh, well, that must be a pin for, say, Habitat for Humanity or the YWCA in their community because they're used to seeing them. And
so
that's
if you have
the kind
all
of branding they
members,
need.
If all of your board members wear their pins around, it lets people believe that there's, you know, that we got some folks who are proud of this organization.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's little pin rules that I have. You always carry one in your purse. You always carry 10 in your purse.
I always carry one in my purse.
Oh, you should, in your briefcase.
Yes, I do.
And always wear one. And as you're selling them in the community, all the people that buy your pins from you will talk about your organization. And that's just critical for them to continue to, you know, get that awareness that they need to go on.
If I have a nonprofit that I would like to raise money for, and that's the other thing, folks, is, as Lucinda said, if we didn't get that out completely in the previous segment, I think we did, but that you buy the pins from Lucinda and then you resell them to people who want to support the organization. It's a great way to raise money. It's a great way to have fun. And so my question, though, Lucinda, is if I've got an organization that I'd like to work with you on, but maybe I'm a little short on ideas, I'm not quite as creative as you are, my heart's in the right place, but I'm just not all that good at mounting a campaign. Will you help us?
Well, we'll help you in two ways. One, if you use our regular product line of 17 pins, then we'll kind of walk you through a campaign so that we can get you going and make you become successful. I mean, I want nonprofits to be successful. I don't want them to buy something from me that's not going to be successful.
Right.
And I discourage them from having me design a pin specifically for them. And the reason for that is because when they do that, then they end up ordering 1,000 of these pins that are all the same. And the truth of the matter is none of us will buy more than one pin that's the same. Why do we need it? But if they're selling our regular line of products, which are all individually designed and all different and unique, then people will buy more than one, and they'll give them away as gifts and all of that, and it serves exactly what they're trying to accomplish, which is fundraising and awareness building. So I kind of lean, steer them in the direction, if I can, to go with our regular line of products, and it's obviously been successful after 4 million pins and $24 million.
I would say so. How did you tell us how you got started doing this?
Well, the secret story, and I do a lot of public speaking about this. People love this story. I started out in the early 80s making some poor decisions. I was quite young, and we won't go into that part about my age. But
You're only six. I mean, what could we expect someone so young, right?
I made some real poor decisions, and I wound up homeless for almost a year and a half.
Wow.
And
Where were you homeless?
I was in California where it's warm.
Yeah, thank God.
Once I realized that, geez, I got here because of my own choices, I realized the only way I was going to get out of it were by my own choices. And one step at a time, I did manage to get my life back on track and was looking to get involved in my community and came up with this idea to make this pin with the house on it and raise money for the homeless. And it simply was that. It was nothing more than wanting to help. And it's fascinating to me when you think about the things that are going on in your life, they're really a direct result of your intentions. And my intentions were only to help, and it turned into, you know, a company that's, you know, multi-million dollars in sales, and we have 60 employees, and, you know, we're helping out in the world. And it just came from one small decision to get involved in my community and help.
Well,
and
I'm sorry you were homeless, Lucinda, but I'm glad something good came out of that. And I want to thank you. I'm very proud of you for the work that you're doing and all the great things that you're helping other people to do. And I continue to be proud of you.
Well, I want thanks for having me on the show, Jim, because this is great for anybody out there that's involved in a nonprofit can get involved with my mission and visit our website.
Lucinda.com, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lucinda. See you next time. Quick break. Right back. Stay with me. Tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.